It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning and welcome to Clay County Corner. We're broadcasting live and, as our regular host Thomas Watson says, in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse. We're so glad that you've joined us here today. As always, we have a good show lined up. We have Sandra Wicks, from the director of the Clay County Senior Center. And a little bit later on, we'll have some folks from the school system and some Clay County High School students to talk about a recent event that was held at the high school. Before we start those conversations, though, we have some advertisers who help make this program possible, and we're going to let them have a few words here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for your regular host, Thomas Watson, today. I want to remind everybody, too, this is Valentine's Day. I'm sure you haven't forgotten that, but especially to any of you guys who may have forgotten what day it is, there's still hope. There's still stores open, a lot of local folks here who can help you treat your sweetheart in the proper way with the appropriate gift. Before we talk with Sandra Wicks, I want to give a little bit of a shout-out to our Clay County High School girls and boys basketball teams. They are in the midst of the District 6A, still hard for me to say 6A instead of 7A, postseason, the tournament going on. Monday night, the CCHS girls beat Monterey 90-43. We actually have a team member in here. We may get some comments from her later on. The girls improved to 24-6 with that win, and they play Pickett County tonight. On Tuesday night, the CCHS boys beat Pickett County 61-33. They're now 27-2 on the year, and they will play Gordonsville Friday night. Kind of an unusual thing going on this year as well. Great year for basketball. going back a long way in my memory, I don't know if our girls and boys have ever both been ranked in the top 10 in the state in the same year. So that's quite an accomplishment. I think the boys are second or third, and the girls are ninth, I believe, heading into the postseason. I don't know if there'll be any more rankings, but congratulations to them. And again, we may get a comment from a team member about all this. Our next guest is Ms. Sandra Wicks, who is the director of the Clay County Senior Center. Welcome, Sandra. Always good to have you.
Thank you.
You guys have an incredible amount of things going on, and you have some new additions to the Senior Center down there. Before we talk about all the activities, and I don't know if we'll have time to mention them all, let's talk about the new additions that you've got down there, a couple of really significant things.
Yes, thanks to Dr. Young, Dr. Doug Young, and the 3-Star program, we have a new 75-inch smart TV on our wall. And we have two 25-foot dividers, which means we can divide off the room for more activities. So people that, you know, want to do exercise and stuff, they're not seen by everybody that's walking up and down the halls, which that's worked out really good. We have been putting the TV to use.
What all are you using it for so
right
far?
Now, we've had movie and popcorn days. We are doing exercise group at 9 o'clock every morning, well, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we currently are doing everything off of YouTube. So that makes it really nice to have just pull up YouTube and you can find all kinds of exercises for senior adults.
Well, I know something we've talked about at various meetings. Classes are a real popular thing, but a lot of times you have to pay an instructor to come. But if
yes.
You've got that, and that's a big television, 75 inch.
That has really helped us because, you know, living in a rural area, it is hard to find certified instructors. And a lot of our programs that we get, you have to have a certified instructor doing it, especially if you're using evidence-based programs. And it's hard to find someone in Clay County that does yoga in multiple different exercises. So right now they're just doing, we're starting out with just normal exercises for senior citizens. And they're hoping to improve that and maybe go on down to some gentle yoga, the armchair yoga, and just whatever they want to do, we're going to try to do it.
What are some of the classes that you've had during the past year? I know there's been a variety, and you have had some guest teachers come in.
Dancing?
Well, we
started out doing line dancing, but we done maybe two classes of our line dancing, and then the lady that was doing our line dancing was from Carthage. So we were paying her through some grant funds that we had at that time.
Right.
But she blew her knee out, so we have not been able to
our
line dance classes started back, which is a wonderful exercise, especially for older adults. But so that is sort of being put on the back burner, and she's supposed to let me know when she's completely healed. Then we have done clay classes, and that means like throwing clay on a wheel. They have made bowls. They made modeling clay with, they made an elephant. We made chip and dip bows. That was two different sessions. We done that. The last one we done was the whole month of October.
I bet that's really popular. That seems
like that.
I've never done that.
It was something that nobody had ever done before. And everyone, I think we had about 18 that done this class, and they all loved it.
Right.
And so we actually had this lady back. Her name is Linda Johnson. And she also was from the Carthage area, and she is an artist. So she has a lot of her art in different galleries, and she's very good and a very fun teacher. She makes it really fun for the older adults to be able to do it.
Well, earlier this week while I was walking through down there, I guess to recruit you to be on the show today, I can't remember
for sure.
I actually saw the walls being used, and there was a single person who was exercising, you know, but the walls just add a lot, don't they?
Yes. And we could also use those walls if we ever need to do presentation. It's the type that you can put posters on and use stick pins and or Velcro, whichever one we want to do, and add posters to it. So it's multifunctional in several different ways.
And there's two 25-foot walls.
Yes.
So that's a lot
of
walls.
It stretches all the way across the room, and that's a big room.
Oh, it will go all the way across.
It will go all the way across. Yes, and with some, they're bifold and they're on wheels, which makes it really easy to maneuver them around, and we can lock the wheels so they can't be moved. But, yeah, they're very nice. Right. We're very proud of those.
Good deal. Folks, we're talking to Sandra Wiggs, the director of the Senior Center down below us here at the government complex. Sometimes I don't know what to I want to call it the community center, and I want to call it the government complex, and I want to call it the senior center. But all those
it's
are appropriate, aren't they? Yeah,
that's
for
the
sure.
way we are listed, as a multi-purpose senior center.
Right. We're talking to her, and we're going to take a look after we come back at some of the events that are scheduled. Folks, if you think there's nothing going on in Clay County, that's not so. We have a lot of events going on, particularly geared toward our seniors, and we'll talk about some of those right after these messages from our sponsors.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need a generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting today. Our first guest is Sandra Wiggs from the Clay County Senior Center. We're going to take a look in just a minute after we do some housework here. Housekeeping at some of the events going on at the Senior Center and some other things going on across the county. First, we want to remind everybody about our birthday and anniversary thing that we do on here. You can call in. The number is 931-243-5574 and leave the name of a person celebrating a birthday or celebrating an anniversary and put their name in the pot for a free ice cream cake from the Dairy Queen. We have only three today, so a pretty good chance of winning. We'll read those names here in about probably 15 minutes, and at the end of our show today, we will draw a number and a name out of the hat to give away that delicious ice cream cake from the Dairy Queen. Again, that number to call. Hope you'll call in the future. It's 931-243-5574. Now back to our first guest, Ms. Sandra Wicks. Sandra, tell us about some of the activities that are going on at the Senior Center.
Well, today's Valentine's Day, of course, and we're having a Valentine's party. Everyone looks forward to that. So I've, with the help of Miss Teddy Lou at Teddy Lou's Bakery, we have a good little surprise for everybody down there today, some of her delicious products, some banana bread, muffins, and some of those very delicious glazed donuts that I'm so fond of. So that is something big today that they always love. And then we'll have bingo starting at 10 o'clock. Then this Friday night, we are going to have the Star Mountain Band back to the center. This is the second time they've come. They're a very good band. They play a mix of just about any music that I ask them to play. We
right.
went from Hank Williams Jr. to some bluegrass to some blues and then some of the old southern rock. So everyone had a really good time the last time. So we'd love to invite, you know, anyone that wants to come for some good music. The time is from 5 to 8. The reason that it is so early is because I do have a lot of, you know, senior citizens that don't like to be out late.
Right.
So that's why we set this time.
But now correct me if I'm wrong, too. It's everybody 50 and up, right?
Well, we did do 50 and up the last time, but we're just going to not set no age limit on it this time.
So
and sort of see
one,
how it
come
goes.
All.
Come one, come all. And, you know, we just want it to be family-oriented. No, of course, no alcohol. We don't, you know, want any drinking or anything inside
right.
the building. But it'll be a fun time. We will have concessions for sale of, you know, your basic hot dogs and popcorn and candy bars and just, you know, different things, nachos.
Right.
So you could even eat supper with us. And one thing that I did want to do is to try to keep the admission as low as possible. And so the admission to this is $2 a person.
You do have a band to pay.
Yes, we do have a band to pay.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's something we sometimes forget about events that we have. You have to give your entertainers a little
yes.
something. And it's not a terrible lot, as a general
no.
rule, but something
yeah.
for their troubles.
Yes. So we hope that everybody come out and join us for that.
What else is going on this month?
Well, we are currently doing a evidence-based program, and it's Living with Chronic Conditions. And when I say evidence-based, it means that it is proven to work. If you follow their program, it is a proven program to work. And the UT Extension office, Haley Barnes, is doing the instruction for us. And she's doing very well. But, you know, of course, I'm going to brag because that's my daughter. But she's doing a really good job, and everyone seems to be enjoying it. And it gives you a lot of information that you really wouldn't think about, you know, when living with chronic conditions.
Right.
So it is a very good program so far. And it is like, I think, a six-week program. And then this is our first one. It's something that you can't start, like, in midstream. You have to start from the beginning and complete the whole program to get your maximum benefits from it.
And looking at, now we're looking at two different calendars, but I know they've got a lot of the same events. It looks like you've got knitting at
yes.
the center next Tuesday from 9 to 10:30, is
yes.
that right?
We do a knitting every first and third Tuesday of the month. And this is knitting and crocheting. If anyone wants to learn, I have two wonderful ladies, Ms. Sharon Dickerson and the other lady has completely slipped my mind, but they're really good at what they do, very, very talented. Diana Washburn and Ms. Sharon Dickerson, and they come whether anyone else is there or not. So if you ever wanted to learn how to knit or crochet, these ladies can get you started, or if you just want to sit in on a group with other people that are doing it and you already know, that's great too.
Right.
Because it's just a fun time. They just sit around and chat and you know, catch up on things. And, of course, the age is 60 and above for the senior center.
Right. Also need to give a shout out, not at the senior center here, but the next two Mondays at 9 a.m. there is quilting going on at the Maple Grove Senior Center
yes.
as well. And if I'm looking here on the next couple of Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Maple Grove Senior Center, they have workout listed, so mm-hmm. I guess that's some type of exercise. Folks, a lot of things going on. If you want more information about this, you can just call us at the Chamber of Commerce. We have something resembling a master schedule going on now, and there really are a lot of things going on. Switching back here, Sandra, what else is going on this month at the Senior Center?
Let me see. If I don't look at my calendar, we are having our movie and popcorn, and that's the 22nd.
Okay.
We're going to have that at 1 o'clock.
Do we know the movie yet?
I really not. I have had a few of them that has given me some suggestions on some movies that they want to watch. So
right.
we'll pick out something, and I may have to draw a movie out of the bucket or something to see which one wins. But they've sort of been interested in some of the old black and white, like Gone with the Wind, some Laurel and Hardy, some of the, you know, good comedy. The last time we watched War Room. We watched it, and it was really a good movie. I haven't saw it myself, and it's not anything to do about war, but it was a very, very good movie and very inspirational.
Do you access that through YouTube, or do you get the DVDs?
We can do YouTube, but we did use DVD on this. We have a DVD player that's hooked up to the TV, so we use that this time, and that's probably what we'll do, because I'm still sort of learning how to do this YouTube and find all these movies things myself,
right,
with this TV, because it is definitely a whole lot smarter than I am.
Well, all these devices we have today fall in the category of being smarter than us.
But if anyone would want to come and participate in our exercise program, just please come on, like I say, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 o'clock. We're trying it from 9 to 10. And it is a lot of fun. We do have some weights that we can use, and we've so far been using 1 pound, you know, just like a water bottle, because they're about 1 pound. But we will be having another program through UT in the coming months that is consisting of ankle weights and hand weights, and that's looking to be a really good program. And one thing that we are going to be doing that I'm looking into, I'm working with a lady, I'm not for sure where she's based at, but there is a dental clinic, and it is called Smile On 60 Plus. And so I am talking to her, and what this consists on is pretty much what it says, it's free dental care. So I'm hoping to be able to get that program going, and that will help senior citizens. I'm sure it is probably an income-based program, but with some free dental care, and it's located in Cookeville. The way that I take it, it is a mobile unit, and we would probably, you know, try to get the transportation for people, for the senior citizens that need some dental work, to the mobile unit in Cookeville.
Sounds like a great program, and also health related. You guys have regular blood pressure checks.
Yes, we have blood pressure checks. We have a lot of people that sponsors our bingo, and they also do blood pressure checks. We have a lot of the nursing homes, and of course the hospital has always been a very big sponsor for us. They've helped us in so many ways, and hopefully something will come up, and we will be able to continue to have them at the center.
That sounds great. Sandra, thanks for being here. I know you need to get away and help prepare for this big Valentine's Day at the Senior Center. Obviously, anybody is welcome to visit whenever they can by walking through the door, but in case they want to call to check on something, remind us of the phone number at the Senior Center.
It is 243-3467.
3467. Sandra, thanks for being here. Folks, we will be back with our next segment here in just a few moments. We will have from Clay County High School, Maddie Harlan, Allie Smith, and Hunter Davis, and from the Clay County School System Central Office, Miss Christy Beasley. We'll be back right after these messages.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Health Care, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting today for Thomas Watson, excuse me, our first guest was Ms. Sandra Wicks, who is the director of the Clay County Senior Center. And now we have four folks here, three young folks from Clay County High School. They are Maddie Harlan, Allie Smith, and Hunter Davis. Guys, good to have you all here today. We may get a comment on some basketball here in addition to our next topic. And from the Clay County School System Central Office, and I apologize, Ms. Christie, I don't know your exact title. We might start out with that. Ms. Christie Beasley, thank you all for being here today. What is your title at the Central Office?
Well, I guess it depends on what day it is. But I'm an instructional coach, also the adult high school, homeschooling, and sometimes RTI, and sometimes I help Miss Jane Donaldson.
Right.
So just whatever needs to be done.
You can't get all that on a business card, can
no.
you?
No.
For sure. Thank you all for being here today. We are here to talk about an event that took place last week, and Miss Christie and I will talk about that for a few moments. Christie, that was a boot camp for our seniors. Walk us through some of the things that took place that day. So several of us were able to be a part of that as well from the community.
Yes, and we were so glad to have the community help with that. With Miss Jane Donaldson and the Workforce Development, we prepared an interview boot camp for the Clay County High School seniors. We had some guest speakers that were set up that day. We had some people that helped with the resume, kind of tweaking the resumes, and if the seniors didn't have resumes, they helped them create the resumes. And then we also had some mock interviews set up for the seniors.
And that took a tremendous volunteer effort from the community, and not only our community here. I was fortunate enough to be a part of that, but we had a tremendous amount of folks from out of town who volunteered to come help us here in Clay County. And you know, we want to thank everybody, obviously, but a special shout-out, I guess, goes to those folks. Tell us who some of the folks who were here volunteering were, Christie.
Okay, we had Carol Abney. She helped with the resumes. She talked about resumes and talked about interviews, and she did told the students what attire is appropriate when they go to an interview. We had Joel Chappell, and he talked about job skills. He talked about what businesses have asked that people entering the workforce, what they need.
Right.
We had Kristen Clements Rich, and she spoke about communication and social media do's and don'ts. And we had Tony
Chiante,
and he talked about Leadership 101. And those were our guest speakers. And then we also had people that helped with the mock interviews. So we had Matt Craighead and Mallory Bergwell doing mock interviews. And then we had Mike Powell and Doug Young with interviews. And then, of course, when we did the resumes, we had you helped and James Chambers, Miss White, some of the staff members
right.
from Clay County High School.
It was a big effort. We're going to talk to some of these young folks who were involved with that in just a minute, but several of those folks you name. Well, for example, Tennessee College of Applied Technology was represented there. Ball State University was represented there. State level, regional state level labor department folks were there. And I'm trying to remember who Amy Profond is with, but she's a state level person.
Pathways,
there we go. Thanks for that catch. But just a big effort overall, and this was all day. We arrived at about 7:30, and you made our job a lot easier by having everything lined up the way it needed to be. Your pre-planning helped us all tremendously.
And the high school helped with that as well.
Right. Well, thanks to everyone who's involved. Again, guys, we've got Maddie Harlan, Allie Smith, and Hunter Davis here. Guys, I'm going to throw a question out at y'all to each of you. And just remember, get as close to that mic as you can so everybody can hear us well. How did y'all feel about today? Was it a good effort? Maddie, what about you?
I really enjoyed it because I learned things that I didn't know before. I'd never had a job interview, and I just learned a lot from it.
Right. Okay, let's go on down the line. Allie, how did you feel about today overall?
I thought that it was just really got some really valuable information that we can use in our futures for any job interviews we might do.
Hunter, what about you? How did you think the day went?
I believe it helped me a lot because I was really nervous before, but after I felt pretty comfortable with doing interviews in the future.
Right. Well, guys, these are things you're going to do in the future. There's no doubt about it. And I can say personally, and I don't know if Christy went through anything like this, we didn't do this in high school, and I know it would have been a tremendous help to me, and I know it's something I would have been a little bit nervous about, or maybe a lot nervous about. We'll talk more about maybe how nervous or not nervous you guys were, but we need to remind everyone again about our birthdays and anniversaries. We have actually four names in the hat today, all celebrating birthdays. Pat Smith on the 11th, Mitchell Pennington on the 15th, Coretta Denton today, February 14th, and also Ed Arms today, February 14th. Here at the end of the show, we will draw a name out of the hat, and one of these folks will win a free ice cream cake from the Dairy Queen. Looks like we may have another one in the pot here, too. We'll read that off. Well, we'll just go ahead and do it now. Faye Watson is also celebrating a birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday to all you folks. Don't have any anniversaries for this week. And we do want to remind everyone that the number to call to put folks in the running for these is 931-243-5574. I don't know if there's a better dessert than a Dairy Queen ice cream cake, and we urge everyone to call. We will be back with our folks from Clay County High School and Miss Christy Beasley right after these messages.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
What do basketball, choir, drama clubs, and marching bands all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Kentucky high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. We're here with CCHS students Maddie Harlan, Allie Smith, and Hunter Davis, and also Miss Christy Beasley of the Clay County School System. We're talking about a boot camp that was held last week at the high school, manned by volunteers and involving all the seniors, at least those who participated from Clay County High School. Talking to Maddie and Allie and Hunter about that day, and they all agreed that it was a good experience, and it was a good experience for us older folks too, guys. We learned something as well and got to know you guys a little bit better. The day consisted of resumes. I know some of you guys had classes that started you down that road. Tell us a little bit about the resume process that y'all went to. Maddie, what about you?
I had a little bit of a resume started, but I didn't really know what I was doing completely yet. And then when I got in there, I accomplished a lot on my resume.
Right. Just out of curiosity, what kind of class, what was the subject matter of the class you had the resume part
in? Usually English class.
Okay. Well, that's a good fit. Allie, what about you and your resume?
Well, I first made my resume in work-based learning class. And then I just expanded upon it in English later on until we did the whole interview boot camp. And you guys helped me a lot that day, too.
Well, we had a wide variety of folks. Some had not taken the class where that was a part of the exercise. We had some folks start from scratch, and we had folks like you guys who had one. Hunter, what about you and your resume?
I did have my resume already written, but they helped me and made me refine it a little bit more, where I added my work experience and other skills.
Well, I saw a couple of heavily used templates that y'all had, and the ones I saw were just really good. You know, resumes way back when were, you wrote big, long sentences, big, long paragraphs, and that just doesn't work anymore. You guys had some really good templates that were very brief with bullet points or just, you know, highlights. And the simple fact is, you don't always carry a resume into a job interview with you. Sometimes they're going to look at that resume that's submitted before you even get an interview. So it's really important to have the best possible resume you can have. And guys, it's not too early to start. I mean, you guys are way ahead of where some of us old timers were at the same point. Let's talk about with you guys, what was your favorite part of the boot camp? Or was there a favorite part? How did you feel about boot camp going in, not exactly knowing what all was going to take place?
My favorite part was the interview, just because I got the most out of it. But I think all of it was very beneficial.
Okay. Allie, what about you?
Going in, I was pretty nervous because I didn't know what to expect, but I liked the interview, too. Like Maddie said, it was probably, I thought it was the most real-life thing that we learned, and I just really liked that part.
Connor?
I agree with them. I think the interview was definitely the most helpful.
Butterflies going in, just out of, I mean.
Yeah, I was definitely nervous before I went in. I wasn't so sure about it. It took me a little bit before I decided to finally go in, but once I went in, it just helped so much, and a lot of the butterflies went away.
Callie, what about you?
I definitely felt like that, but once I went in, I kind of just, you know, calmed down. It wasn't that bad.
Connor?
I was pretty scared, too, but since it was with people I knew, I believe it helped a whole lot.
Well, you quickly found out that everybody there was just there to help. There's no substitute for practicing. So how do we get better at anything? How do we get better at shooting free throws? How do we get better at any? We have to practice, don't we? And the more real-life situations like this you go into, when you guys go into your first, I'm doing air quotes here, real interview now, you know, whenever you decide to really get in the labor force, it'll be old hat to you as a result of that. We're talking again with CCHS students Maddie Harlan, Allie Smith, and Hunter Davis. Also, Christy Beasley from the school system. Christy, what's your biggest takeaway from the day? Just reflections on what took place over there that day.
Well, I think overall the students probably came in more nervous about the mock interview, but by the end of the day, that seemed to be what they felt was the best part of it, and they felt like they learned the most from it. I thought that overall everything went really great. We had great speakers and lots of things that the students felt like they learned, and I think we learned how to even make it better for next year as well.
Right. Well, one thing we did learn is we probably need some more interviewers next year, don't we?
For sure.
It's hard to do. You know, we were trying to do job interviews in 7 or 8 minutes, and that's really condensing it. But we would have had to have another couple teams going, really, if we had the full complement of seniors, wouldn't we?
Yes, and after we spoke with the seniors, and that seemed to be the part that they actually enjoyed and learned the most from, I think we do need to focus more on that next year.
And maybe if we can get 4 or 6 more people, that'll allow us to have longer interviews. I think, and guys, you all can confirm this, there was, in addition to interviewing, there's a little bit of counseling went on in some instances. Is that a fair statement? The interviewers actually tried to, well, maybe you need to go down this route. You know, that's not going to happen necessarily in a real job interview, but again, talking with our Clay County High School students, Miss Christy Beasley, about the boot camp. We'll talk some more about that right after these messages. Stay tuned to Clay County Corner.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson sitting in for your regular host, Thomas Watson. We are so grateful that you're listening. Also want to remind everyone there's a replay of this show tonight at 6 p.m. on. I've been corrected on that. There will not be a replay tonight due to a basketball broadcast. But normally, just a reminder to everybody, we have a 6 p.m. rebroadcast, and we invite everybody to be here with us at 9 a.m. on Thursdays. And the older shows are archived on the Dale Hollow Horizon website. You can go back a long way. I'm not sure of how long. And it's an easy process. A couple of clicks will enable you to listen to a show that you might have missed or want to listen to again. But we remind everybody, in case you miss it at 9 a.m. in the morning, there are other opportunities. You can go back a long way and catch up on some of those older shows. We're here again with Clay County High School students Maddie Harlan, Allie Smith, Hunter Davis, and Miss Christy Beasley from the Clay County School System. We're talking mostly about the boot camp that was held for seniors to help prepare them for the workforce. But before we get back in that, we do want to remind everybody, we gave them a shout-out at the start. Our girls and boys basketball teams are having a great deal of success this year. We have continued high hopes that they'll make it all the way to Murfreesboro. They're off to a good start, and I think Maddie has a prediction about tonight's game. She's a member of the team, and Maddie, remind me, who is it you guys play tonight?
We play Pickett County tonight.
And they're a good team, aren't they? As I recall, you guys, at least during part of the season, were both ranked in the top 10. And Clark Range is ranked in the top 10. So, as always, this girls' basketball district is probably the best in the state. Have a tremendous amount of girls basketball state champions that have come from this district. It used to be 7A once upon a time. Now it's 8. How are you guys feeling about the game tonight?
I think we're all excited but nervous at the same time because either, this game could go either way.
Right.
As long as we play good defense, we should.
Now, I know you guys beat them at least once. Did you split during the year? Did they win one and you guys won
one? Yeah, we lost to them by about 1 point at their place.
Right.
And then come our school, we actually won by quite a bit.
Now, all the first-round games were held at Higher Seed's home court, and now the tournament shifts to, is it Sparta? Am I remembering that right? Another change from the older days. But they may have been at Sparta last year. I can't remember. But not the site that some of us old-timers are used to. Good luck to you guys tonight.
Thank you.
Feel good about it. Now, remind me of this. You guys are on to region play regardless of the outcome tonight, right?
Yeah, regardless of the outcome, we still have 3 more games.
That's great news. And really, you win 2 games in the region, doesn't really matter what happens tonight.
Yeah.
Win 2 more there, and our girls' team's odds in the sub-state are always tremendous. I'm thinking back, if our girls have... They've not lost many sub-state games if they've ever lost one, it seems like. We always win the sub-state game if we get that far. But good luck to you guys, and we want to say good luck to the boys' team as well. Also want to offer some other sports-related congratulations. The junior high Bulldog basketball team, the boys' team won their second straight James C. Hale state championship. Certainly big news there. As well, and congratulations to them. Seems like it's been a pretty good sports year for our various Clay County teams this year. Guys, let's get back to talking about boot camp. Miss Christie, I forget how many lecture situations. Did we have three or four different lecture situations going on?
We had 4 different lectures going on.
And... of course, Carroll Abney would be a local. I guess the other 3 lecturers maybe were from out of town, or am I misremembering that?
Yeah, we had Joel Chappell.
Who's TCAT.
Uh-huh. And then we had Kristen Rich. She's local.
Oh, she's local. I forgot about Kristen. Sorry.
And then Tony.
Tony Chianti from the State Labor Department. Guys, in terms of topics, would there be something maybe to add next year in terms of topics that in your all's opinion, might help you toward being better prepared for that workforce? I know these topics were good. Is there anything else you might be able to think of?
Maybe just having, a topic that talks about having the responsibility for the interviews and to be prepared.
Right. What about you guys, Allie, Hunter?
I agree with Maddie. They covered a lot of really good information in what they talked about, so I don't really know what they could add.
I believe we covered everything that I could think of and even more.
Guys, one of the big things, of course, part of my job is, well, it is economic development, just various aspects of it. And what I hear from employers time and time again, and I go to meetings that are regional and, you know, even TVA where there's folks from 7 states, there's a need to just be responsible in terms of just showing up for a job. I mean, there really is. It's amazing how many people will get hired for a job, show up, work a half day, clock out, and they never come back. But it's real important to be on time, number one, and to be present. That grades are great, and don't mistake this for me saying don't make the best grades you can. Absolutely make the best grades you can, but just being willing to work hard makes up for a lot of things. It really, really does. You guys have all mentioned you were a little bit nervous, but it sounds like, and I'll be honest, this kind of surprises me, that you all felt like the interview process was actually the best part. I would have thought with the dread involved, that might have been further down on y'all's list. What What was the, here's one, and I didn't prepare y'all for this. Of course, we had kind of a script. I got to do a little bit of the interview process late in the day, subbing for somebody. What was the toughest question? Does one come to mind?
Probably tell me about yourself, just because it's such a broad question. And
right.
So many different ways you could answer that.
Right. What about you guys?
I think telling them your greatest, like, weakness, because I don't think people like to, you know, point out their insecurities, but that was a difficult one for me.
That's understandable. That is tough.
I believe the hardest question was greatest strength, because I didn't really know how to answer that until we went through all the lectures.
Right. Well, it's important to take stock of ourselves, not only as young people, but as old folks, to know what our strengths are, and certainly maybe it is more important to know what our weaknesses are, to better prepare and work on those weaknesses and turn them from weaknesses maybe into, if not strength, something close to that. What advice would you guys give to the folks who will be going through this next year? I mean, I have no doubt we'll probably have one. What's the best way to get prepared for next year's boot camp?
My advice would be to not be scared, just go in and get the good experience that you need from it, because it'll help.
Okay.
I think that everybody should just try to enjoy it, you know, taking everything that they tell you, and just, like, they gave us some script questions before we did the interviews. Maybe look over those, kind of formulate some answers in your mind, but that's it.
I would say a good thing to do is to ask questions, because that would be the best opportunity to do that.
And something due to the time constraints we weren't able to do in the interview process, a part of that is going to be, you know, they're going to say, do you have any questions for us? So that's something to look for in the future. And you really get some occasionally off-the-wall questions in a job interview, and it's not really about the answer. They just want to see how you're going to respond to it and how quickly you respond to it and how thoughtful you are. What about future plans, guys? What does each of y'all plan on doing after high school? That's not that far away now.
Well, this year, last semester, I guess, I got my CNA license, and I'm going to go to Ball State, and I'm going to try to be a registered nurse.
Good deal. Healthcare's a good field. Allie, what about you?
I'm going to go to Tennessee Tech and study pre-occupational therapy, because I want to be an occupational therapist. And I got to job shadow some occupational and physical therapists at the hospital through work-based learning, so that was what made me, you know, decide on this career path.
Hunter?
I plan on going to Tennessee Tech after high school, and I'm going to major in some type of engineering.
Good day. All good career choices, for sure. Now, guys, I know y'all don't have stats to back this up, but just in talking to your classmates, what are the plans most of them have? Is a majority of the folks going to go on and get some kind of additional education?
I think most of everybody in our class plans on at least going to a two-year college or getting some kind of education.
Right. What about you guys? What have you heard talking to your classmates?
I think that Maddie's correct. Like, a lot of people are going to go to college, but some of the people really still don't know, but that's okay.
It is okay. You know, and Hunter, we'll get to you in just a minute. I went to college for a year and didn't declare a major. You know, I just took, they called it general curriculum in the old days. I don't know what they call it now. You don't have to know right away, but I admire you young folks who have a clear path already chosen. That may make life a whole lot easier for you. Hunter, what about you? What have you got planned?
I haven't talked to many people who don't have a plan already, but there are still some waiting to decide.
Right. Ms. Christie, do we have any numbers on what percentage of kids do go on for some type of additional training from years past? I'm really throwing you a ringer there. I apologize. I didn't prepare you for that.
I have no numbers on that. I'm sure Ms. Jane probably does, but I don't know. I know, but a large part of them are planning to go on to do some type of education.
Right. And I've seen some numbers, workforce-related, that show we probably have a higher percentage of folks going on here than a lot of places. what I hear in going to state meetings and regional meetings is we're doing a lot of things in Clay County that have been for a long time that some other school systems are just now kind of starting to do. Dual credit, we were kind of out in the forefront on dual credit, I know, for one thing, for example.
Yes, we are. And, I mean, we have some students that leave our high school already prepared for certain jobs. Like Maddie just said, she has her CNA.
Right.
So they are doing a good job at preparing the students.
And that's very important. Guys, what about dual credit? How involved have y'all been in dual credit classes, whether that be, you know, CTE-related or college credit-related?
I didn't take any dual classes my junior year, but coming into my senior year, I decided to take the history and the English, and it's been a good experience to advance on.
Allie, what about you?
I started taking dual credit when I was a junior, and I'll have about 7 college courses completed.
Wow. You got a big head start.
It's really beneficial to do that.
Yeah. It is. Hunter, what about you?
Once I graduate, I'll have 18 hours already put ahead.
Now, again, I've got to translate that from way back when. Ms. Christie, you may be able to help me here. Basically, 100 credits is college now, right? It used to be 200. I think since it went semester, you guys, not anybody, chime in. At any rate, you know, if you've got several classes on it, you've probably got the better part of a year taken out. Is that right? Am I kind of in the ballpark there?
Yeah.
And, of course, you can always take general stuff that you're going to take regardless of what you're doing. Guys, thanks for being here. We may have time for one more question, but I do have to draw out I'm going to let one of y'all draw out the winning number for our birthday cake. Again, the folks whose name is in the hat today, Pat Smith, celebrated a birthday on February the 11th. Mitchell Pennington will have a birthday on the 15th, along with Faye Watson. And Coretta Denton and Ed Arms are celebrating birthdays today. So there's a 1 in 5 chance of winning today. And I'm going to slide this down and let Maddie pick a number out there. And we will see who our winner is today. And show me that number and we'll know who our winner is. Well, our winner today is Ed Arms. Ed, you can come by the Chamber of Commerce and get your certificate and gift card to pick up that wonderful Dairy Queen ice cream cake. That'll be ready basically any time today, but just drop by the chamber. We'll fix you up, and you can take that and present it at the DQ and get that wonderful thing. Guys, closing thoughts. We do have just a minute or two here. Christy, what do you think we could do next year maybe to make things a little better for boot camp? I mean, it was a great first run, but we always learn, don't we?
Yeah, I think we learned quite a bit just from feedback from the seniors. Like I said, a lot of them really enjoyed the mock interview, even though that was the most dreaded part.
Right.
So I think we'll try to put a little more energy into that and maybe even have some, I guess, set-up interviews so maybe the kids can watch some interviews in process.
That's
so they can get
thought.
Some, it is.
And
that way they can see maybe some good ones, but also some bad ones, so they know what to do and what not to do.
Right. Now, if you really want to turn up the heat on interviews, seems like to me, anytime you have a camera pointed at you, we've all probably done that a little bit. That adds another to see yourself in action is a big thing as well, but I don't know. That may be a little too much heat. Sounds like we can declare the first year of boot camp a rousing success, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think overall that the kids did learn a lot, and we did as well, so I think it was great.
God, thank you all for being here. Again, we've been talking to Maddie Harlan, Allie Smith, Hunter Davis from Clay County High School, and Miss Christy Beasley, thank you so much for being here today as well.
You're welcome.
It's time for us to end today's show. We want to remind everybody again to listen this time next week, and not tonight, but most times you can listen to a rebroadcast at 6 p.m. on Thursday. We also want to remind everybody that today is Valentine's Day. If you've got things you need to take care of, you've got a little time left. We want to wish everyone a very good day and hope you'll be with us this time next week. That's all this week for Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.